Chapter 67. Jesse lay against the propped pillows in Sonny's big canopied bed. Sonny lay beside him. Jesse had a scotch and soda. Sonny had a gimlet. Both of them were naked. "We got Reggie cold and Normie," Jesse said. "But the ADA tells me she doesn't think she can make a case on the Bang Bang twins." "Really?" Sonny said. "Accessories before or after?" "They deny everything, and Reggie says they weren't involved." "Normie?" Sonny said. "Everything he knows about their involvement is hearsay." "How about their sex lives?" "Adultery is rarely prosecuted these days," Jesse said. "You call what they do adultery?" Sonny said. "That's like calling the Second World War assault." "Reggie says they are innocent of all wrongdoing. He says Rebecca was a model wife and Roberta a lovely sister-in-law." "The ADA offer him any incentive to roll on him?" Sonny said. "Yep," Jesse said, "but he won't." "So the Bang Bang twins are free to, ply their wares where they will," Sonny said.
"They are."
"Yet they very probably caused it all," Sonny said.
"Very probably," Jesse said.
"And they get off free," Sonny said.
"Well, Petrov Ognowski's father and widow know about them," Jesse said.
Sonny sipped her gimlet and looked at him over the rim. "You told them," she said.
"I did," Jesse said. "My God," she said. "There's justice, and maybe there's justice," Jesse said.
Sonny stared at him, then put the glass down and rolled over on top of him. "You are absolutely frightening," she said, "sometimes." "And sometimes not," Jesse said. He put his drink on the bedside table and put his arms around her. Sonny kissed him. When she stopped, Jesse said, "Didn't we just do this?"
"We did," Sonny said.
"But I think you're man enough to do it again."
"Why do you think so?" Jesse said.
"I believe I have evidence," Sonny said.
"Maybe you should tamper with it," Jesse said. They made love.
When they were done, they lay with Sonny's head on his chest and their breathing settled. After a while, Sonny said, "That was a nice little interlude."
"It was," Jesse said, "though I might object to the word little."
Sonny rubbed her face against his chest and giggled.
"Did you just giggle?" Jesse said.
"I did."
"You never giggle," he said.
"Now I do," Sonny said. Jesse got up and made them two more drinks. "You made any progress on what to do with Cheryl DeMarco?" he said, when he was back on the bed. Sonny smiled. "Spike says he's had sex with the dean of admissions at Hampton College," Sonny said.
"And feels that Cheryl could gain admission there?" Jesse said.
"He does."
"Well, that's some sort of solution," Jesse said.
"She'll live at the college," Spike says, "and can visit on holidays or weekends or whatever."
"Is this a done deal?" Jesse said.
"No, but Spike has a date with this guy on Friday night, and he says he'll wrap it up then."
"Must be an interesting experience," Jesse said, "dating Spike."
"Something neither you nor I will ever know," Sonny said. She drank from her new gimlet. "I have, I believe, boffed your socks off twice this evening," Sonny said. "And I want to know what you and Dix talked about."
"In regard to the Bang Bang twins?"
"Yes." Jesse took a deep breath and let it out and told her.
"Wow," Sonny said when he was through.
"Aren't we a pair?
You need to avoid control. I need to control."
"Something of a mismatch," Sonny said.
Jesse nodded.
"Still, we seem to get along," Sonny said.
"And maybe we can change our needs," Jesse said.
"Maybe," Sonny said.
"Maybe we love each other," Jesse said.
"Maybe," Sonny said.
"Maybe we should proceed on the assumption that we do," Jesse said, "and see what develops."
"I agree," Sonny said.
Jesse put his hand up. Sonny gave him a high five. "What's the next step?" Jesse said.
"I think we should order in some Chinese food," Sonny said.
"What an auspicious start," Jesse said.